I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. I just don't know why that suddenly just struck me very strange and funny. But anyway, I know, Fred, you're right. Fred, of course, says, you are strange and funny. You saw that on the screen. Fred likes to make these comments. I don't know. Maybe I don't pay him enough. I don't pay him at all. So I guess that's not enough. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Man. I have my trusty tablet here. It is, of course, acting up, as usual. What is it with when I try to do the netcast, the tablet goes wonky? That's what I have on my tablet. It's on. I know some of you are like, did you turn it on, Dr. Bill? Yes, I did. Did I mention we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network? I feel like I kind of glossed over that too quickly. We are. We're proud. Yes. I'm not having a good moment here with my tablet. So I'm going to just hang it up and use the old real computer over here. I know I'm having to look off screen and click on things. I don't know. And what's up? Maybe I've got an internet issue. That would be bad. The Dr. Bill show, there it is. Held up by an internet issue. Anyway, having to look over there because my tablet's wonky. You could send me a new tablet.
You know, meetings are essential to the way we work. It's a time to collaborate, organize ourselves, get everybody on the same page, and that's important. But you know, these days, as much as people travel and move around and constantly have to be all over the place, it's kind of hard to do. It's almost impossible unless you have GoToMeeting with HD Faces. GoToMeeting is a tremendous tool for you and your team to collaborate together with creative ideas and solutions and achieve success in your endeavor as a company, business, maybe even as a group, social group, church group, or whatever that has a plan. You want to get it all together. GoToMeeting is the way to do it collaboratively across the internet, connecting all your various diverse devices. Some of you may have a Mac, some of you may have a PC, some of you may be using an iPad. And the newest version of GoToMeeting with HD Faces not only has the HD capability, but you can actually initiate a meeting from an iPad. Used to, you could only participate with an iPad. Now you can initiate the meeting with the iPad and be able to take advantage of using the iPad as the, I guess you might say, master device. That's really good news. So I encourage you to check out this special free 1 month offer. Go to gotomeeting.com, click on try it now, and use the special code word, as it says here on the screen, podcast. Do that. I encourage you to do it, because if you do it, you'll get 30 days free trial of GoToMeeting, and you will not regret
it. DC Comics makes a deal for digital distribution. Yes. Anthony Ha. Wouldn't it be cool to have a name like Anthony Ha? I mean, it's got to be a happy guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Anthony Ha at TechCrunch has a neat article about DC Comics' deal on digital comics. This is the future! No more paper! Kind of makes me nostalgic. I have a whole big collection of comics. Old comics. Mostly old comics. Not too many new ones. I'm not too much into the new ones. But anyway, I've got a bunch of comics, and they're all in plastic, and they're all very neat. Yes. I don't know where they are now. They're somewhere stored, but they're, you know, anyway. I'm in a weirder mood than usual. How's that? Anyway, DC Comics is announcing the next big step in its digital plans today, saying it will sell monthly comics in the Kindle store, the iBook store, and the Nook book store. The company wasn't exactly missing from those stores before, but it was already because it was already selling graphic novels. However, if you wanted the newest content delivered on a monthly basis, just as you would find it in a comic book store, you had to turn to Comixology. Okay, either the Comixology app or the official DC app, which the Time Warner-owned publisher created in partnership with Comixology. Yes. I feel silly looking over at the computer screen. But anyway, I'm having a hard time. I'll keep playing with the tablet while I talk. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut the sucker down. Reboot. Reboot. Okay. It's rebooting. Anyway, while it's doing that, I'll mention that the Adobe Reader has a zero-day security issue that's being sold on the web. So, basically, there's a bunch of evil dudes that are selling the code that will break into the Adobe Reader to allow them, whoever that has this code, to take over your computer if you have the Adobe Reader installed. And it's a zero-day security issue, meaning they just found it. There's no patch for it yet. Now, there will be, because I'm sure, like it says, Adobe's right on top of trying to find it. But it's an Adobe Reader X 10, okay? And it's selling on the black market for $50,000. $50,000! You can have your very own exploit to take over someone's PC. My ViewSonic tablet is rebooting. I told it to reboot and it didn't, so I had to press the button. I'm getting annoyed. So it's rebooting now. Anyway, so this zero-day exploit is bad. And just one day after Adobe patched flaws in its Flash Player software for Windows, OS X, Linux, and Android, Group IB security researchers claim to have discovered a zero-day security hole in Adobe Reader X, which can execute shell code, ouch, with the help of malformed PDF documents using specifically crafted forms. Furthermore, the vulnerability code is already on sale on the black market for approximately $30,000 to $50,000 US. Although it's apparently only being distributed to in small circles of the underground. Places you don't want to travel, you know what I'm saying? So, oh look, it's gone to a blank white screen. It came up. The trials and tribulations of Dr. Bill doing the netcast. Now all it has to do is go. You have to press the go button. Looky! <Da-da! laughs> This, by the way, is the mobile version of DrBill.tv. That's why it's all plain looking, no images. So, that will make it easier for me to read. How good is that? So anyway, next item. Ooh, look, it's so, let me see if I can do it without the shinies. Let me get rid of the shinies. There you go. It's just text. Because this is the mobile version, like I said. Okay. Basically, if you access it mobily from a tablet, you should see this very simple version that's easier to read and deal with than the full-blown website. If you want the full experience, you have to go to the website. Okay. Firefox is 8 years old today. Happy birthday, Firefox. Now, this is yesterday that I put this out on the web, November 9th. So happy birthday in one day as I record this. So, the Mozilla Foundation launched the first version of Firefox on November the 9th of 2004. Wow. This anniversary may be confusing to some as we've recently compiled a timeline of Firefox's first 10 years. This is because the browser that would eventually become Firefox, which was called Phoenix, was actually launched as a beta in 2002. When the first full version of the browser was launched in 2004, it was renamed to Firefox. So there's your explanation of the difference in that. You see. And Firefox is better now than it has been. You know, just saying. It had a memory leak for a long time that actually was so annoying to me that I ended up going to Chrome, and I've stayed with Chrome. So there you go. Because, whoa! Way to go, Fred! Fred's like, what's up? What's going on? What? It's Geek Software of the Week! Yes! Okay. Firefox led me to Chrome, and Chrome led me to the Geek Software of the Week. Dude! Geek Software of the Week this week is the Chrome plugin for remote desktop. Dude! Now, this came out as a beta a long time ago, and it was terrible. So I didn't recommend it. But they fixed it and improved it and tweaked it, and now it's better. Yes! So, here's a video run-through of the advantages of using the Chrome browser extension called Remote Desktop. All right, what I want to show you today is the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week, as I've already told you, is the Google Chrome Remote Desktop app. Now, this is a really pretty impressive app considering that it's a browser plug-in extension. So, here I am at my Google screen. As you can see, it's kind of cluttered with a lot of stuff here. But let's go here up to the new tab button. I'm going to click that. That will take me to my installed extension screen, one of which is the Chrome Remote Desktop. So I'm going to activate that. You notice I've got two computers listed here, the HP EliteBook, which is the one that I'm currently using. And by the way, if you connect to yourself, you'll get a very surreal experience. So I want to connect to another machine. This is my video production machine that I have in the office that I call Geordi. As you know, I'm a Star Trek fan, and of course Geordi was the engineer on the Enterprise D and E, but anyway, so let's go to Geordi. I'm going to put in the super secret pin and connect. And there we go. Now I'm running
Ultra Defrag on that machine. I'm going to just minimize that because it's my drive was a bit fragmented. And just by the way, extra little tip here, if you want a good defragger that you can actually watch the defragmentation process. I don't like the newer one in Windows where you can't even see what's going on. It just says, yeah, okay, so I'm doing it. This one is really nice. It's open source. It's called Ultra Defrag. And I tell you, it's really, really nice. You can defrag and you can optimize your drives. But anyway, that's just a freebie that I threw in. Here is the screen that you have from Jordy. Now notice it doesn't blank out your screen. It doesn't get rid of your screen options like the widgets and so forth, like a lot of remote program things do. And it works very, very well. And you know, you can come here, you can run things. It's very snappy. I'm really pretty impressed with it. But the other thing that I did not expect, because I've used a lot of remote screen function systems, and that is I did not expect the music, or the sound I should say, to work. I'm going into the music library as well. I was thinking about music. Let me find an album here. This is Matthew Ward's Fortress. Start a song. Now I'm not sure you can hear this depending on the recording, but this is impressive. It actually plays the sound from the remote system to your local system. And you say, well, whoopee, Dr. Bill, that's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal to me because sometimes when I'm sitting in the living room, as I am right now, and I want to edit videos, then I want to be able to hear the sound when I run my video editor. Now, this is the AVS video editor, which is what I use to edit all my shows. And let me go up here and reopen. Let's do the last Dr. Bill show. And here is the Dr. Bill show as I edit it, right? All right, so let's start it playing. So see, I can actually play the audio from the show as well as edit the show from another room. Now, to me, that's pretty doggone cool. So, just wanted to show you that. And of course, the other neat thing about this is that the remote desktop is a free app and it's in the browser. So, that means it's available pretty much anywhere. Now, let me get out of the browser. Now, I'm back to my Windows 8 desktop in Classic Shell, and you notice I have an icon here that I put on the desktop for Chrome Remote Desktop Jordy. I can actually click that and go right to Jordy and not, quote, have to get into Chrome, although obviously it does. It launches Chrome and comes up and it gives me my PIN number. I put my PIN number back in. It connects, and there I am back on Jordy. Now that's pretty handy. And by the way, up here you've got a drop down. You can send keys like Control Alt Delete and Print Screen. You've got screen options where you can go full screen with it, which is pretty nice. I mean, this really is not bad given that it's a plug-in. So I was pretty impressed. And I was impressed enough I wanted to actually show it to you on a walkthrough video to see how this works. You can hit disconnect and get out of the session, and we're done. See, how cool is that? Now I've used a lot of different remote desktops. True. But this one is nice because it's in the browser. And if you set up your browser with favorites or whatever, customizations, and you use that browser on all your different machines that you frequent, and you set it up to have permissions, dude, you've got remote access wherever you go.
It's awesome. And it works on Windows. It works on OS X. I mean, it works. I think it works on Linux. I mean, it works everywhere. It's cool. Check it out. Just saying. Alrighty then. Boy, this has been an odd netcast. Anyway, let's do some geek wisdom. From Geek Wisdom, the Sacred Teachings of Nerd Culture. Yes. I've just had a very, very odd netcast. All right. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try. That is Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back. Yes. And here is what he says about that. Yoda offered Luke Skywalker this wisdom in reference to extricating a crashed X-Wing fighter from the swamp on Dagobah, but he might as well have been talking to Thomas Edison as the first inklings of incandescent light germinated in his mind. He might as well have been talking to Michael Jordan as he laced up before his first college game. He might as well have been talking to you before going in for that big promotion. Far too often, our fear of running headlong into our own limitations contents us with merely trying to accomplish our goals. That way, the bar is adjusted downward to mean that, hey, even if we didn't succeed, we really didn't fail either. And though there are times, sure, when the effort we invest in a task can be its own reward, let's be honest with ourselves. There are other times when effort can be measured only in terms of its completion. So don't look for reasons why a thing can't be done. Just go ahead and make it happen. Yes. And now the fine print. Nike is not as wise as Yoda, but does make very effective commercials. You know, Nike says, just do it. Yoda says, try not, do, or do not. There is no try. Yes. Nike says, just do it. Just lift the ship out of the swamp with your brain. I know the purist out there, he didn't say use your brain. He said use the force. The force is the power that... Yeah, okay, whatever. You missed the point. The point is, just do it. Okay. Anyway, words of wisdom for our geek friends out there. After all, it is geek wisdom. Know what I'm saying? Alrighty. Whew. This has been one of the odder netcasts we've done, I must say. But remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.